This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a volatility is the key, is probably the word of the day. We're seeing a little bit of pressure. We got corn down 3.5 cents overnight. Beans down around 17 cents, although that is a little bit off the lows. And we got wheat market down 7 to 9 cents pretty much across the exchanges. Plain and simple, with the election of President Trump, I think it was a little bit of a surprise. Some of the polls had him, maybe it was more of a nick and tuck, but it looks like he's named the president. The House is going to go, is still up in the air, but the Senate is going to go Republican. And, the markets are making some adjustments to it because, as I said, the grain markets are under pressure, but the equities are screaming higher. The Dow currently is over up 1,200 points and the S&P is up 122. So a lot of recalibrating of where to put money with this new president being elected.
And Jim, is this going to be a volatile period then for a while as we still wait for all of the votes to come in and get these final numbers laid out?
Well, right now, I think for the most part, it looks like Trump has been named. He has won the presidency. The House is and the Senate has been won by the Republicans. The House, there's still some elections that are still being counted to see if the Republicans retain the control of the House. But, I think what you're going to see over the next couple months now is what exactly are we going to see coming out of this new Trump presidency? Remember what he's been pushing in this, run up to the election. This is why you're seeing beans on the pressure. As he said, he's going to put a lot of tariffs on a lot of our competition, 60, 70, 80% tariffs in some locations and, to some countries.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 3.75 at 4.15 even. January soybeans down 16.25 at 9.85.5. December soybean meal down 4.70 at 2.94.80. December soybean oil up a couple pennies at 45.01. On the Merck, December live cattle up $1.10 at 185.87. November feeder cattle up 2 even at 248.15. December lean hogs up 37 cents at 81.50. December pork cutout unchanged at 94.55. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at 19.92. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.